On this week's edition of Cross-Examine, we will be discussing the San Bernardino's massacre from the Muslim couple and how that affects our gun rights, as well as we'll be listening to Senator Ted Cruz's defense of not obeying the Supreme Court's decision on the same-sex marriage. An interesting topic that you will enjoy. Stay tuned. Well, welcome, my friends, to another episode of Cross-Examined. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb, and we are coming from the KKK Radio Studios in the lovely Harrison, Arkansas. It's been several weeks since we have done a show because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We had to revamp our program and rearrange some other programs on our radio station. And so I apologize for the delay on our show, but we are up and running once again, and we should be able to do this every week again. We are changing the time slot of our show, Cross-Examine. We usually had our show aired on Thursdays, but we now have moved it to Fridays. And so all our treasured and valued listeners, we hope you will be able to listen to our show on Fridays. I really would encourage everyone to every day go to KKK Radio and look at all the different formats of the radio shows that we are having. We have really redone the radio programs. We have added a lot of new shows on, and we are really excited about the new format of this radio station. And so hopefully you will enjoy it as well. A lot of great shows, more than I can even mention. But again, something that is really great for all the family to listen to. I don't care if you're a couple, if you're a single person, if you're a single lady, a man, if you have children. I really would encourage everyone to get behind the internet and listen to the radio programs. It's very interesting and something that you won't be seeing, and or I should be saying listening, to your typical radio station, driving down the, driving your car and listening to the radio station, or even reading in the newspaper. These different topics that we have on our show is really unique. Something, again, that your mainstream media just doesn't air, because the mainstream media is very, very liberal leaning. They're not racially conscious. They're not conservative. They're not traditional America. And so, again, the issues that you hear today are issues that you won't hear on your typical radio station. So, again, I really would encourage everyone to every day look at the different programs that's being aired on this radio station. A couple things I really like to discuss today is really the San Bernardino gun shooting. Now, this again was a shooting that occurred in California in San Bernardino, and it was done by this couple who happens to be Muslims. And they go in there and they massacre 14 individuals, I believe, just massacred them, just shot them in cold blood. And obviously, we know it's Muslims. We know that it's an attack on our people, attack on our institution, attack on everything that we hold dear in America. It's really an attack on our culture. And so when we see all these different attacks by these Muslims, it is a an effort. It's a very concerted effort by these Muslims to try to bring down America, trying to bring down our ways of life. And the average person out there, when I say the average person, I'm talking about the average European American descent, I mean, which means basically average white person, we know that they hate our way of life. We know they hate our traditions. They hate the Constitution. They hate our founding forefathers. They hate everything that white people in general represents. And as a result of that, this attack is an attack on our way of life, attack on our Christian faith. And this San Bernardino incident is just one of several that has occurred over the years. And unfortunately, there's a lot more that can be played into it. But really, it's a result of the United States being hijacked by the foreign policy of the Israeli lobbyists in Washington, D.C. They really have hijacked our foreign policies. And as a result, these Muslims are bent to destroy Israel. They're trying to protect their way of life. And as a result of the United States just basically getting out of the foreign affairs that's causing and drawing America into these wars, we continually try to meddle into the affairs of the Middle East. We have no business to be over there. We have no business to say who's right or who's wrong in the Middle East. I don't care if it was the Arab nations that was hijacking our foreign policy. No country should dictate our foreign policy. Unfortunately, Israel is the biggest and most powerful foreign policy lobbyist group in the Washington, D.C. And as a result of that, our government, when I say being hijacked, literally we pay homage, we have been bought out, we've been sold to the foreign policies, our foreign policies to Israel. And we need to get out of the Middle East. There's no question about it. We've been there for over 40, 50 years, and all it has done is cause thousands and thousands and thousands of our American soldiers to be killed, to be maimed, to come back with no arms and legs, and mothers being killed and fathers being killed. We should not be over there. And now we have these Muslims that are coming into the United States by the thousands and by the thousands, and they are bent to destroy the United States. And now what we have is we have Loretta Lynch, who's President Obama's Attorney General. Loretta Lynch, if you've ever seen her, she's a black woman who is very, very liberal. She is pro-Islam, pro-Muslim, and she has pledged to the Islamic lobbyist group that she's going to prosecute anyone who has used or would use anti-Muslim rhetoric. This is what she had quoted, and this is what she said just a few days ago. She said, quote, "When we talk about the First Amendment, we must make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not American. They are not who we are. They are not what we do, and they will be prosecuted. My message, not just to the Muslim community, but to all Americans, is we cannot give into the fear that these backlashes are really based on." And so, Lynch is serious in prosecuting so-called hate speech. And So she is bent on going after anyone who is going to say anything contrary to mosques, to the Muslim religion. Anyone that says we don't want these people in our country, they're trying to change our way of life, change our institutions. And she is bent on going after these people. And what does that mean? She's bent on going after you. She's bent on going after me. She's bent on going after the average American who wants nothing more to keep America how it has always been. Keep America traditionally a white European country. And there's nothing wrong with a country to represent and be represented by the people that founded a country. And so Lynch is no doubt serious about going after the average person that is so-called attacking the Muslim community. She is very much, in my opinion, anti-Christian. She wants to restrict the average person to be able to openly and freely, under their First Amendment protected right, under the Constitution, to dispute the Muslim infiltration into the United States. And her statements that the so-called hate speech will be prosecuted. What is the definition of hate speech? What is that? Your definition, my definition, her definition, all can be different. But just to say that you do not want Muslims in this country is not hate speech. Just because you say, I do not want America to be changed to reflect a third world non-white country is not hate speech. Just because you say, I love my people, I want America to reflect the ideas and cultures and the heritage of our white European founding forefathers and foremothers, is not hate speech. But she considers those as hate speech. She considers anything that contradicts and puts down the Muslims or Arabs or anything relating to those type of people are considered hate speech. And that is all that is really doing is causing more a divide, more of a distinct difference between those that want to change America and those who do not. Now, I've always said that when you have people like Attorney General Lynch or others in our government making these absurd statements, that helps our cause. That helps the average person out there to know that what we are saying is not lunacy. It's not absurd. We are saying what Attorney General Lynch has been saying all along, that they hate who we are. They hate who we represent. Because when we talk about keeping America as it is, keeping as it is as a white country, keep it as a Christian country, we are saying and speaking on behalf of the average millions of your soccer moms and dads out there. That is who we are speaking for. And she knows that. And because of all that, what has happened? The gun sales have been instrumentally increased. They have increased significantly. We have Senator Cruz and Senator Rand Paul who's requesting that there be a moratorium on the Muslim migration. Donald Trump has really been the forefront regarding this immigration issue. He is now jumping on the bandwagon, if you want to call it, and asking for a moratorium on the Muslim immigration. And so this is no longer a topic that people think, oh, that's just weird or strange. When you have senators out there, presidential senators, contenders, that are basically saying we need to stop immigration. We need to halt all moratorium on Muslim migration. They know that there's a core of people. There are millions of people out there that wants this to be done. And so it's very interesting to see how the shift on all of this topics of immigration has really been beneficial to the discussion of keeping America a European country, because more and more immigrants coming to the United States, which really is just a non-white invasion, an invasion into our country, is quicker that we are going to become a non-white country. And so we have to stop this immigration flood that's coming into the United States if we want the United States to be maintained as a white European country. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk a little bit more about that. And then we're going to talk about what is the role of a president as far as not obeying the Supreme Court decision. Does a president have the right to disobey a Supreme Court decision? So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
Colonial America was so influenced by the Bible and its precepts that colonial America has been referred to as a Bible Commonwealth. This is especially revealed by the biblical laws and principles used in colonial government, including those against race mixing and homosexuality. America truly is a nation founded on biblical precepts.
Look around the world. Do you notice anything? White people are a global minority. Soon, white people will be the minority in historically white nations. Is it a coincidence, or is there white genocide in our future? What about your children or your grandchildren? Is this the end? Is this our fate? Think about it. This message brought to you by Christian Revival Classics and the Christian Revival Center.
The world of tomorrow is being shaped by the motherhood of today. The tomorrows of life will owe more to the mothers of today than to any other force or institution. Motherhood is still the most potent force in the world. Christian civilization honors itself when it honors motherhood. Our better selves manifest no truer evidence of our chivalry and devotion than when we honor the memory and inherent rights of our mothers.
Well, welcome back to Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb. And we've been talking about the Loretta Lynch and her belief. Well, Loretta Lynch, I should say, is the Attorney General, and her belief that hate speech is really anyone that contradicts the Muslim religion, anyone that that her intention, I should say, is really to prosecute those people. You and me, or anyone else out there, the average American, that doesn't want the Muslim religion in a Christian country. And we kind of started off with the San Bernardino, excuse me, tongue twister there, regarding the Muslim couple that went out there and just massacred these 14 individuals. And as a result of that, now we have our gun sales that have skyrocketed, which I think it's a good thing. Every American should be owning a firearm, and how people are going out there purchasing firearms, and then now how our presidential contenders, Senator Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and even Donald Trump, is requesting there be a moratorium on the Muslim immigration. And I want to add that now to talk just a little bit about, what if a president becomes, gets in office, Senator Ted Cruz, or any other president gets in office, and there's a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that openly defies the will of the people, openly defies our Constitution and our Republican form of government. Does a president have to obey a unlawful ruling from the Supreme Court? I mean, it's that basic of a question. And me and several other individuals out there believe that no, a president does not have to follow the ruling, the unconstitutional ruling of the United States Supreme Court. We understand that each branch is equally powerful, that one branch is no more powerful than the other. So I'm going to play, it's going to be about 5 minutes, of a conversation between Ted Cruz and Robert George. Robert George is a law professor from Princeton University, and this was a interview that was done on, I believe, on December 8th, which I believe it was today, maybe it was a few days ago. And but anyways, it's a interview, and basically Senator Ted Cruz says no, as president, you don't have to obey an unconstitutional ruling from the United States Supreme Court. Now, there are some things that he refers to that I do not agree with as far as some of the reasoning, but the basis, the very basic belief, what he's saying, what he's kind of getting to, yes, we definitely agree with him on this. So I just want to give a congratulations to Senator Ted Cruz by really openly saying, no, you do not have to obey an unconstitutional ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm going to play this, and I will be right back.
Question about judicial power. Now, no one denies that sometimes the Supreme Court gets the Constitution wrong. Yes, they're not infallible. As one of your competitors says, they're the Supreme Court, not the supreme being. They were certainly wrong in the Dred Scott decision, which prohibited Congress from banning slavery in the federal territories. They were wrong to overturn worker protection legislation in 1905 in Lochner against New York. And then they were again tragically wrong in Roe versus Wade in 1973, creating the abortion license. And now this year they've done it again, another tragic mistake in imposing same-sex marriage on the entire country in its decision in Obergefell versus Hodges. So my question is going to be about how a president or senator should respond to the Supreme Court when it usurps the authority of the people and their elected representatives by issuing edicts that lack any warrant in the text or logic or original understanding of the Constitution. And I want to make this question really quite specific. Some people say that a president must always accept the court's interpretation of the Constitution, no matter how dubious that interpretation is, that we have to treat it as the law of the land, binding not just on the parties to the case, but on other officials of government, beginning with the president. Abraham Lincoln, though, as you know, vehemently disagreed with that idea of judicial supremacy, saying that to treat unconstitutional court rulings as binding in all cases, no matter what, no matter how usurpative, no matter how anti-constitutional, would be for the American people, and I quote now the great emancipator, to resign their government into the hands of that eminent tribunal. And Lincoln, of course, acted on this belief. He pursued legislation and signed into law legislation that restricted slavery in the federal territories. He issued passports and patents to black citizens who under Dred Scott against Sanford could not even be citizens. Supreme Court said even free blacks couldn't be citizens. Was Lincoln right to defy the court on that? And would you as president do that with the Obergefell decision?
Lincoln was absolutely right. I agree with President Lincoln. And courts do not make law. That is not what a court does. A court interprets the law, a court applies the law, but courts don't make law. And And, you know, this is an area of really striking divide in this presidential election. One candidate, Hillary Clinton, agrees with the court and embraces gay marriage and is happy that unelected judges have purported to tear down the marriage laws of all 50 states. On the Republican side, there are quite a few Republicans who, when the gay marriage decision came down, they described it as the settled law of the land. It's final. We must accept it, move on, and surrender. Those are almost word for words Barack Obama's talking points, and I think they are profoundly wrong. I think the decision was fundamentally legitimate. It was lawless. It was not based on the Constitution. I agree very much with Justice Scalia, who wrote a powerful dissent, saying this decision is a fundamental threat to our democracy. It is five unelected judges declaring themselves the rulers of 320 million Americans, and indeed Justice Scalia, in the penultimate paragraph of his dissent, predicts, hearkening back to President Lincoln defying Dred Scott, that state and local officials will refuse to obey this lawless decision. It's remarkable to see a Supreme Court justice saying that will be the consequence of this.
Now, there's Senator Ted Cruz. He is obviously running for president. He very much eloquently stated the opinion that so many people are coming to the belief that the U.S. Supreme Court is not the ultimate decision maker. The Supreme Court is very much defined what their abilities are. And when you have a Supreme Court that makes an unconstitutional and unlawful decision that goes against the will of the people, it is the duty of the will of people. It's the duty of the president. It's the duty of Congress to say, we're not going to follow your decision. The Supreme Court is not the ultimate arbitrator of the cases. And so, even though Senator Cruz was referring to decisions like the Dred Scott decision or some other things, which I might disagree with his analogy from some of those perspectives, I do agree with him on the basis that the U.S. Supreme Court is out of touch with the people. And Justice Scalia was very much accurate when he said that when you have a Supreme Court of five unelected individuals to make the decisions on such moral decisions that's going to affect millions and millions of the citizens, 320 million people it affects simply by a vote of five unelected individuals, you will ultimately have people lose faith in the system. You will have people that will no longer abide by the Supreme Court decision. You will have people that will say, wait a minute, this is not our Republican form of government. We did not elect these five individuals. How dare these five individuals tell us what our culture and what our morals should be? And what we gotta remember is that the U.S. Supreme Court is very limited on what it can do. If it is not strictly stated in the Constitution what it can hear, then it is to be reserved under the 10th Amendment to the states. It is that simple. And we have to remember that the Supreme Court can only make a decision on the specific case in front of it. It cannot make a law. It cannot say, states, you have to do this, this, or that. That is making a law. It only can decide the case that is in front of it. And so, I really have to applaud Senator Ted Cruz on his stance. And hopefully, the other senators hopefully one of them would become president, even though they are not a racialist, hopefully they will at least start working towards restoring our Republican form of government. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is all I have for this week. I really enjoy spending this half hour with you. And I will see you next Friday. And always, remember, you have the right to exist.